Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Luckily, I've, you know, had open practices with the Rams almost every year that I played with the Chargers, so I got a pretty good understanding of what they kind of do. You know, I think the coaching staff here is doing a great job of trying to slowly install things and see how we can, you know, tie the knots together. And, you know, it's exciting for me because that's what I do as a football player, man. This is my craft, so I'm going to be up all night. I've been already up, so we're just going to keep it rolling and just keep getting better.
That's Alohi Gilman talking yesterday in the locker room, and he practiced yesterday. He's practicing today. Same with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Harps, for his part, said both will probably be on the field on Sunday. Alohi Gilman, for what it's worth, if you didn't hear yesterday, former teammates at Notre Dame with Kyle Hamilton, now teammates again with Kyle Hamilton. But with these two guys in the fold, anything at all change?
Well, I mean, look, I think we're kind of where we were at around this time a year ago, which is you're just hoping for stability. You're hoping for some foundational soundness. Now, the issue isn't everything going over their heads like it was a year ago. That's why as much as they're trying to act like, you know, Harbs, what did he say? He doesn't think it's egregious. It's just a few fundamental things. It's fixable. I would say, no, I think last year was more fixable because last year you had two veteran safeties who were freelancing, who were doing their own thing, I think who were trying to get themselves out of town, who hated their position coaches. And then there were guys who were still here who didn't like their position coaches. And so, you know, you could weed out maybe a couple of bad apples and just keep everything in front of you. And if your offense kept scoring 40 a game, and it did, and if Lamar had the greatest season maybe any quarterback's ever had, and he did, then maybe you could turn it around. Now, I don't think they're going to get the run support this year they got last year. By that, I mean points scored on offense. And they can't stop the run this year. And I don't think they have the bodies to stop the run. And trust me, they've been wanting to try to stop the run the last 3 weeks, and they can't do it. The only thing that stopped the run is Andy Reid decided I'd rather throw for 4 or 5 than run for 4 or 5. Like, I'd rather throw to Pacheco and the rookie running back than hand it off to them and let them get 6 a carry up the gut under center.
You can either. That's the problem.
Yeah. So, no, I think they're in a worse way, and I don't think that – look, can they make the middle of the defense a little bit more fundamentally sound? Can they make you pay a little bit more of a price coming across the middle? I mean, maybe. Can it let Kyle Hamilton be the chess piece to an extent, except when you find out you might need to have 3 deep? But people have been attacking them with some of this stuff for a while, and it's been working. I mean, how long have we been talking about throwing to running backs and tight ends?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I'm old enough to remember Geno Stone having 7 interceptions here, but you still had trouble at times. Seam routes and certain things, certain quadrants of the field were open for business. Go look at Mike McDonald's defense in Seattle on some of the underbellies to it. It's the same. So, yeah, like, I think it makes them, it gives them more NFL worthy football players. It probably sends a couple of undrafted kids to your game day inactives. But, like, Is it going to take this from horrible to decent? No. I mean, maybe it takes it to slightly less horrible. Maybe they just decide they want to run on you even more. But I don't think anybody's going to sit there, especially not this week, and be like, well, they're, you know, I don't know, Matt. You're throwing for 300 a game, and Puka's going for 125 a game. But maybe we better get away from that because Gilman and C.J. Gardner are in town. Like,
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah. Will this end up being a net positive? I think so. Is this going to drastically alter this defense? No. The two things that I see is what you mentioned, Kyle Hamilton using him as more of a chess piece moving forward. Maybe taking Malachi Starks off the field a little bit instead mm-hmm. of him playing 100% of the snaps. But bringing in two safeties doesn't change the fact that you can't get after the quarterback. Bringing in two safeties doesn't change the fact that your linebackers have been getting shredded in coverage. Now, the other positive potential, maybe you can dream on this, is at least C.J. Gardner-Johnson can get his hands on the football. He had 6 picks last year and 6 picks a couple years prior with the Eagles in 2022. So a turnover would be nice.
Yeah. But that's with some teams that could get after the quarterback.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
If I'm going to answer the question, will anything change? The answer is yes. And desperate times call for desperate measures. They are going to put Kyle Hamilton back into that role, hoping that he can make plays. The problem, as you guys have outlined, is the rest of the defense is so weak. They're still going to get beat at times. I think they're hopeful. They have no playmakers on this defense. And they are hoping that Kyle Hamilton, being closer to line of scrimmage, moving around all over the place, maybe he can affect a play and they can get a turnover that way. But I don't know that the defense is going to be that better as a whole. But will it change? Probably.
Well, there's going to be 3 safeties on the field quite a bit. Yep. And there's going to be times when none of those safeties is named Malachi Starks. Like, I believe that. And is that absolutely woven into the fabric of this game before it starts? Maybe, maybe not. But I think soon enough they're going to say, well, let's see if a little less is more from him. Because I think Sean McVay's coming out. I think Sean McVay's going to come out just like he did when he came here a couple years ago. And at that point, Marlon wasn't playing well.
No.
And they just picked on Marlon. It didn't matter. Whoever. Boom, 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 boom. They went right down the field. Then they started running play action. Then they ran the ball between the 20s. And they went back to throwing it. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know how much they covet their draft picks. You know how much they revel in the fact that, you know, even though a lot of first rounders around here don't get second contracts with the team, but whatever, anymore since this guy took over. But they're going to protect Malachi Starks. They're going to play the long game with him. And if he gets exposed early in this game, and I think, I don't care where Kyle Hamilton is on a football field, if he's playing free safety for this team, I think there's going to be some problems against this pass offense with no pass rush. So, yeah, I think you're going to see three safety looks that don't include their first pick on the field.
Well, look at their history. When they've drafted DBs high, they have not been day one starters. Nate Wiggins got eased in throughout the year. Kyle Hamilton didn't play much at all the first couple months of his career. Marlon Humphrey, same exact thing. He didn't play much in the first half of the year, where Malachi Starks, the second he was brought in and Ardarius Washington blew out his Achilles, yeah, you're playing 100% of the snaps.
Jason, you brought up Marlon Humphrey, and he wasn't playing well when they played the Rams last, and now he's back on the practice field today, so maybe he plays Sunday. But we're back to the future. He's not playing well this year. So, like, whether he plays or not, I don't think Matthew Stafford's going to be afraid to go after him.
He's going to see matchups he likes. And Matt Stafford, with time to operate, is highly, highly problematic. He's leading the league in passing yards. He's averaging 300 passing yards a game.
And they're not even throwing the
ball. They're not even throwing the ball as much as a lot of people would say they should be throwing the ball. So, yeah, it's probably the wrong opponent at the wrong time.
And circling back to where we started with the safeties, yeah, long term, we're talking about this being a net positive, but it's not ideal when you bring in two guys and 4 or 5 days later, they're going to play a lot of snaps with a brand new team.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen with a lot of Super Bowl contenders.
No. And sitting at 1-4, you sort of don't look like a Super Bowl contender. Coming up next, though, we get to baseball playoffs. What happened to his San Diego Padres? And what do you think about what's going on in the MLB playoffs, which continue with two NLDS games tonight? Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.